I think there's a fair amount of pressure, but I'm ready for it. And I've known a long time this was coming, so probably more of a surprise to some people than others.
How have you seen Wasps as a franchise grow and develop from day one?
Well, it's been amazing. I mean, the journey's been phenomenal, really. It's such a professional outfit. They've done it all before with rugby. They're learning about netball, but the support from everybody at the Ricoh Arena and, of course, winning two successive titles has hugely helped us because there's an interest from the local fans and we've got a following now. And the successful teams, successful players, really good 2 years.
Tell those people new to the game that are probably not netball nerds as much as me a bit on how you managed to get to Wasps.
So I've been involved with Super League Netball. Mary Beardwood initially, actually, 2008-09 season when Surrey Storm started, followed by 2 years with Tamsin when she was player coach. Then had a year away from Super League Netball, finished my level 3 qualification. Then I went to Mavericks for 2 years and assisted Sandbird, and then made the move to Wasps. So 9 finals, starting to even up my wins and losses now. So need one more win to make it 3-all. Yeah, I've been around for quite a long time in the Super League setup.
People like Hannah and Rachel, they've just grown continuously over the season, haven't they, as well?
Yeah, they have. And, you know, it's no surprise that we're going to retain large numbers of our squad. And for many reasons, that's the great time to have the baton handed to me from Tamsin, because it's a really nice transition for me to be supported by senior players and a constant group of people around me. And people are what I'm all about. It's really important that I have the right people working with me and the right players in my group.
You'll also benefit from seeing Fran and George grow as well. Lucy as well.
Absolutely. We've got some youngsters that are ready now to take on the pressure and to take time in the big games. These things take a lot of time. Some of our players have been in Super League 10 years and we've got youngsters now that are ready to, again, start when it counts.
What are your views on that, joining Swift?
Well, she has been amazing, and it's actually no surprise. She has learned not only to be a better netballer over the past 2 seasons, she's learned how to be a winner. You do not want to be playing against Nat Haythornthwaite. She's a leader. These are all characteristics that she's developed. We are not surprised at all that Australia have picked her up. Of course they're going to. I hope she really has a great, great time out there.
You'll also benefit from having that strong academy under the watchful eyes of Danny drawn as well.
Yeah, and that, I think that's the intention this season. The squad size is going to be reduced, and we'll have some youth filling the training partner slots. We've got a really strong youth from 21s right through to our under-17s, and in the Deans we have some under-15 teams in school games this year. So, of course, the academy, we started from nothing 2 years ago, so developing the youngsters is important, and getting players from the region representing is really important too.
And a new role for Sarah as well, so it's nice that you're all progressing,
right,
and you're all on that journey together.
We're a tight-knit unit, Taylor and me. Really, Tamsin's role is being divided, that's the way to look at it. So we're all taking a piece of her role. She's also keeping involvement. So it's a really nice setup, and it gives Tamsin the time that she needs, less time on the road, and, you know, good moment for her to do some other things, as well as still being hugely in part of our WASP plan.
And the clean version of this, that bit of advice that she gave you, for goodness sake, don't muck it up.
She never said that. She might be saying to me, to finals, but no, that yet.
Just sit back and enjoy it.
Yeah, do you know what? We've not had time, even just take a breath over the final. And, you know, we first of all got to take a breather in the 2 seasons we've had. Of course, I am busy contracting players. I'd be crazy not to. The race is on. And we hope to announce really early as well. We're going to get our squad decided, and then I can have a holiday. That's
well,
the plan.
Several diamonds are free, and Wasps, if any of the franchises, have got the cash. So have you made calls to Australia early in the morning?
Couldn't possibly comment, Andy, but let's just say the world is getting a smaller place.